You are from Cleveland. Whatever brought you to New Hampshire?
So what brought me out here was my husband's job. He was training to be an air traffic controller, and they give you a list at the end of training, and you get to pick from that list, and it was either Anchorage, Alaska, or Nashua, New Hampshire. So we picked Nashua, New Hampshire.
Which,
so we moved out here.
Which is where I live. It's a very nice place. And
yes.
We don't get nearly as much snow as Anchorage, and there's probably a lot better restaurants here.
Yeah. So it's a little bit more easy to get to, especially when you have family in Ohio.
So. Yeah, exactly. So you moved here because of your husband's job, but you are a teacher, and you got yourself a job in Portsmouth, right?
I did, yeah. I was drawn to this restaurant that they have, which is the only out-of-state restaurant from Cleveland, Ohio, and that's Barrio. So I interviewed because I fell in love with Barrio, which is from Cleveland, Ohio, and it's in Portsmouth. And so I went there, and I was like, I love this little town. It's great. It's just a small-town feel. You're on the coast, and I was very, very fortunate that they gave me a Skype interview.
So, wait a minute. You took a teaching job in Portsmouth because there's a restaurant there that's a Cleveland restaurant.
Oh, 100%.
All right. Just
I mean,
making
don't
sure
do it any other way.
But the reason I invited you on today, Nicole, is because you put together this fantastic video of all the people you work with at the Portsmouth Middle School, and it's a very clever use of Post-it notes and music. What gave you that idea?
Yeah, well, I do want to say Post-it Notes does not sponsor that video. So we did not get free Post-it Notes to make that. but honestly, it was, you know, as an online teacher, we're constantly seeing that the mentality of our kids is suffering. Like they're, you know, they express how much this hurts and how they're sad. They miss their friends, or it was like their last, you know, time at Portsmouth Middle School, especially because I teach eighth grade. That, you know, I can email them, I can Zoom them how much we miss them, or these, you know, kindness phrases for them, but it's not registering. And so it was like, well, how else do we get them engaged? And, you know, they watch my videos that I do weekly because they're all just, you know, spoofs and comical, but I'm like, we need to get this in a video. And what's great about Portsmouth Middle School is, you know, the moment you have an idea, you have, you know, 20 teachers behind you that say, how can we help? Which felt great as the new kid that everyone was so quick to help. And we narrowed it down to like a really good idea. And then, well, what are we going to pass? And, you know, everyone has Post-it notes. And it was just crazy how many teachers were like, we'll do it with you. And I
sure.
think we have 50.
It's tough to really do it justice just talking about it. So I'm going to have it up on our Frank FM Facebook page so people can see exactly what you're talking about. It's very uplifting, I want to say that. And the transitions, passing the Post-it notes from person to person to person, very clever. So very well done. Compliments from me. All right, so I need to get back to you. What is the deal, the story that your dad hired a ghost hunter to check out your childhood home in Cleveland? What was that about?
Yeah, so I... and actually, it's in Mohican, which nobody in New Hampshire is going to know where Mohican, Ohio is. But we lived right across the street from a cemetery, and so nobody ever had sleepovers at my house because literally our front yard was a cemetery. And, I mean, it was a creepy house. It was an old house. Anyone, family members that would spend the night would always be like, we're not coming back. Like, there are, you know, toys walking up the staircase. You know, Anyway, my dad had enough of it, and he called ghost hunters, not the ghost hunters, he just called a group of them, and I don't know how much he paid, and it's sad to think he probably paid a lot, and they came out with all their fancy equipment, they stayed the night, just to tell my dad that there are no ghosts, but he is convinced. I mean, he takes pictures of orbs in that house, he's freaked out, and so I have a little desire for ghosts, even though I'm a woman of science.
If there are no ghosts, you don't believe there are any moose either. Why is that?
I don't. I do not. I would, for anyone that does believe in moose, I'd like to say, well, have you ever seen one? And their follow-up is, well, no, but I know they're real. And I'm like, really? Because never seen one out here. People have lived here for you know, years and years and years that I've never seen one. And so I think it's New Englanders' way of, you know, messing with the tourists. Just like in Ohio, we say Bigfoot's real, even though we all know it's not. So, yes, I'm not convinced yet.
All right. So I can kind of contribute a little bit to this. I was living here 27 years before I finally saw a moose, but it was way up north where they're supposed to be anyway.
Exactly, right. And I'm sure you, do you have any pictures? Is this just something you just saw?
No, I was driving. I couldn't, you know, pull out my phone and, you know, because I'd be arrested for that.
Right, right. I know. That's what they always say. You know, they're like, oh, I just couldn't get my phone out. And I'm like, yeah, when I drive, you know, the highway in Ohio, you'll see Bigfoot cross the street, but, you know, you never get a snap of it.
Bigfoot is in Ohio now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we say.
Probably Youngstown from what I know about that part of the state. Well,
yeah.
Nicole, I want everybody to check out our Facebook page, Frank FM Radio, and take a look at the amazing video that you did with the people you work with at Portsmouth Middle School. Welcome to New Hampshire. And you
thank
work,
you.
And I think that they're very lucky to have you at that school, and they should also send a thank you note to Cleveland for somebody from there opening a restaurant, which attracted you there. Very bizarre story.
Thank you so much for your support and just, you know, encouraging these you know, words of kindness that we really need our kids to hear right now. So thank you.
You're welcome. And I have one more little secret to share with you. You lived across the street from a cemetery.
I did.
If I look to the left, across the street is a cemetery here in Concord.
Oh, so, I mean, the ghosts are lurking, let me tell you.
Oh, and look, there's a moose out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, take a picture, I'm sure.
I left my phone at home. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.